This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Coastal Land Trust is the largest land trust in North Carolina, covering a third of the state. This trust was formed 25 years ago by a small group of people interested in protecting environmentally significant land from development. Camilla Herlovic and Michael Murkison are two of those founders, and they are pleased with what's been accomplished in the past 25 years.
I mean, we have now almost 70,000 acres that we've protected. Most of that property is not land that we own. Maybe 11 or 12,000 of that is property that we actually own and manage ourselves. Others has been transferred to, say, Brunswick County or the State Natural Heritage Program or whatever else, or is owned by private individuals. But it is a huge responsibility because each of those properties for which we have a conservation easement, which, you know, has been pledged to be kept in conservation, it's our responsibility to go out annually and ensure that that promise is kept for the public. So we have three biologists who do nothing but go out and monitor, visit each of our properties every year to make sure that there hasn't been a timber cut where there's not supposed to be a timber cut, and we do allow forestry on some properties. There hasn't been a house built where there's not supposed to be a house built. So it is an ongoing responsibility that we have.
I think it would be helpful to give you an idea of the scale of what Camilla is talking about. 70,000 acres translates roughly into 100 square miles.
The majority of the land or conservation easements acquired by the land trust so far has been donated. Until recently, landowners could be motivated to donate by the conservation tax credit. That credit was eliminated by the North Carolina General Assembly in 2013.
With the loss of the conservation tax credit, the loss of public funding for conservation, and the increased price of property, we're going to need alternative funding sources. A lot of the funding that we anticipate needing to conserve property in the future is going to come from private sources, unless we have a sea change in the view of the General Assembly with respect to funding conservation.
I am afraid to say that we have only had one donated conservation easement since that tax credit was eliminated. So right now, most of the properties that we are protecting, we are purchasing, which means that we're protecting fewer projects, but more significant projects, perhaps larger projects, and they have to like really knock the socks off of those funding agencies to qualify for money.
Still, Camilla remains optimistic about what can be accomplished without the tax credit.
I think the best is yet to come for the Coastal Land Trust. For the first time, we are going to look more to private sources of revenue than government grants. And I think when we start doing that, we are going to be expanding our reach, finding more people and more supporters in more places, anybody and everybody who has a connection to the coast, whether they live here or not. I will just say that I think we will double the capacity and double the impact of the Coastal Land Trust in the next 3 years. So I think that the best is yet to come. People are beginning to be aware of the threats to conservation again. The real estate market has picked up, which makes those threats real and in front of folks' faces, as it hasn't been for the last maybe 5 to 6 years. I think people love land, and I think they love the coast.
That was Camilla Herlovic and Michael Murkison, two founders of the Coastal Land Trust. Camilla is the executive director. The Coastal Land Trust is throwing two parties to celebrate this 25th anniversary. The first is this Saturday at Poplar Grove, and the second is next Saturday at Tryon Palace in New Bern. To find the details about these parties, visit whqr.org.